More than 30 states are preparing for a giant winter storm that will blanket much of the U.S. from Texas all the way up to New England. Major power outages are expected, road travel will be treacherous, and flights are being canceled. People have been stocking up on supplies, and state officials are finishing their prep work. Andrew Weber with member station KUT in Austin joins us to talk it through. Hey, Andrew.
Hey there, Scott.
So the storm has reached Texas. What are you seeing so far?
Yeah, this is a massive front that's making its way to Texas. For context, it's in the 60s, almost 70 here today in Austin, but the temperatures are going to change pretty quickly. Forecasters say we're going to get icy weather starting tomorrow, and there's going to be snow in North Texas and then in Oklahoma and Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Then it'll move through the south over the weekend and make its way all the way to New England. And a big problem in Texas is the roads. The state freezes from time to time, but we don't really have the ability to treat roads like other sort of more northern states can. But obviously the biggest concern here is power outages. Austin, like other cities in the south, has a lot of really dense live oaks, and this freezing rain could weigh those down. And they crash down on power lines sometimes. That happened a few years ago and left hundreds of thousands of people without power here in Austin.
Right. I think a lot of us remember that major power outage in 2021 and that winter storm. What's different this time around?
Yeah, that blackout in 2021 left millions of people without power for days. Hundreds of people died just because they didn't have heat. Remember, a lot of the South relies on electricity for heating. And in 2021, natural gas plants here just froze up, so they couldn't get power onto the electricity grid. And the state's grid operator, ERCOT, says it's prepared this time since 2021. It says it's winterized that sort of critical infrastructure. And Governor Greg Abbott here in Texas yesterday said he expects the lights to stay on.
The ERCOT grid has never been stronger, never been more prepared, and is fully capable of handling this winter storm. There is no expectation whatsoever that there's going to be any loss of power from the power grid.
And Abbott added that there are also local resources, things like warming centers. There are 290 of those by his count in the event that folks lose power.
The positive is this has been clear for days how big this storm is going to be. Do you think people are ready for it?
Yeah, you know, 2021 really kind of changed the way people prepare for this kind of stuff. It's a really traumatic event for a lot of Texans, and, you know, they prepare heartily. The shelves are really, really bare at grocery stores here and, you know, across the path of this storm. People are stocking up. This week I was in H-E-B, that's a grocery chain down here, and there was absolutely no water.
We got about 30 seconds left. How's KUT planning to cover this?
Yeah, we've been keeping people informed on shelters and, you know, how to prepare for the storm and other news. You know, like 2021, we're prepared to do that. You know, if the power goes out or if internet goes out, we're still going to be on the radio. We're staffed up for the weekend. Hopefully it won't be that bad.
There you go. That's Andrew Weber in Austin, Texas. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Scott.